Digital Arena on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, June 1st, our first show in June. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. We thought we were going to start the show with the New York Knicks and the Oklahoma City Thunder, but Myles Garrett has hijacked The Sportscast. He's now a Ram. He wants to win the Super Bowl. And join us all the way from East Carolina, Greenville, North Carolina, only 1 hour away from Raleigh, home of the Hurricanes, Anthony Frog Faneuil. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Thanks for having me, Santiago. Let's go Carolina Hurricanes. Let's do it.
Okay, so where are we with the Stanley Cup playoffs? Are they in the East?
They start tomorrow. I believe it's tomorrow night. They start. Game one will be in Raleigh, in North Carolina.
Finals. You know us, the Florida Panthers, Victor and I. Victor was not much of a Panthers. I looked at it closely. We were in the – well, we won the Stanley Cup twice in a year. This year, you know, we're all tired, injured. So we know that feeling up in Carolina. And I don't know if you were a Rangers fan before, but – congrats.
Well, I mean, like, for the Carolina Panthers, I think it was the last time they was here, I believe, was 06.
The Hurricanes.
I'm sorry. You're throwing the Panthers at me, too, so that got me. Sorry about that, Carolina. Yeah, man, Myles Garrett, man. How about that deal for the Rams, bro?
Yep.
That team is they're loading up for a championship run. We all know this was coming. It's no surprise, but to get Myles Garrett – That's showing that the Rams they're coming. So
Frog is implying that the Cleveland Browns have traded their defensive player of the year, Myles Garrett, to the Los Angeles Rams. And a shocker, Cleveland will send Garrett to LA in exchange for star edge Jared Verse. I've not heard of him, by the way. A first rounder and more. Was the juice worth the squeeze?
Well, for Cleveland, they figure, hey, let's make this move now. They got a young team. They want to rebuild. I don't think he wants to be a part of that.
New coach.
You know, everything is, you know, it's starting all over in Cleveland. And I don't think he wants to be a part of that. And for him as a pro, who wouldn't want to be a Super Bowl champ and, you know, try to win a championship? And, you know, he ain't been in the league. You know, he's not going to be here much longer, I meant. But, you know, I know he wants to try to win one. So, you know, we'll see. The Rams they're showing up, man. They're putting a team together to try to win a Super Bowl this year, too, man. So picked up the two safeties and cornerbacks back there from Kansas City, I believe. And, yeah, the Rams, they're here, man. They're coming to make some noise, NFC.
Exactly. And Myles Garrett, he'll be joining some interesting situation there in LA. As you can see right here in this graphic from ESPN Sports Center, they're going with best quarterback, who led the NFL in pass touchdown and pass yards. Receptions, Puka Nacua, you know, your favorite guy. Devontae Adams led the NFL reception touchdowns. And now you're having this guy that leads in sacks.
Wow.
I mean, Frog, I mean, the Rams, are they Super Bowl contenders as of today?
Oh, absolutely. And they can get stronger because I heard there's whispers about A.J. Brown. They're trying to you know, to him, man. If they get him, man, come on. Like, they're sending a message right now to all the teams in the NFL. You know, come on, bring it. But we've seen this play out before with a super team, so. You know, I don't want to get too happy about it right now because, you know, this ain't the first time a team like this has been assembled. So
can they
I like
can
what
they
the Rams
Seattle?
Are doing. You know, wow. I would love to see that. We have to get that schedule up there, Santiago, and we make sure we have that circled on the board once they get the season started. Because I can't say right now that Seattle's champs right now until someone can knock off the champ.
By the way, they do play them.
Yeah, they're gonna play them twice. They're in the same division.
So they play Seattle on towards the end of the season in December on Christmas Day, and then again January 10th. So towards the end, might have clinched the playoffs by then.
Well, both of them are going to be probably fighting for that number one seed, you think?
Top seed, you're right. They're same division. Last year, it was a tug of war between them,
right.
Seattle, and also San Francisco. So San Francisco is also in play as well.
Absolutely. You know, we'll see out there. I'm saying the Rams look more like they're ready to go and tell everybody we're coming for the chip this year. You know what I'm saying? That Myles Garrett, man, when you sent me that, I was like, you got to be kidding me. I didn't even think about the Knicks until you know, I was like, okay, well, I know we're going to talk about New York, but Myles Garrett definitely.
Myles Garrett hijacked.
Cleveland Browns. Yeah, he definitely hijacked the show.
Hijacked the show today, which is fine because NFL was
no problem.
News.
Yes,
well, look at the
sure.
Rams' first round pick since 2016, Frog. 2016,
wow.
They got Jared
not
Goff,
even one.
Eventually traded in a Matthew Stafford deal. From 2017 to 2023, they had none. In 2024, they drafted Jared Verse, who just got traded to Cleveland.
Right.
And 2025, they got none. Obviously, they got Ty Simpson, which I was hearing that they felt more comfortable getting Myles Garrett after they got Simpson from the draft. To get some insurance policy in the quarterback position. But
wow.
The Rams are not the guys that get the rookies here and try to win a Super Bowl from scratch.
Yeah, they built that last team up a little bit. Remember when they went on that run and they won it? They had a few veterans that they had on that
team.
And they
had Odell Beckham Jr. in that team, which we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into basketball. The Spurs eliminated the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I was surprised. Instead of the finals with the New York Knicks. Let's talk about Game 7, Frog. They beat the Thunder 111 to 103. The Spurs dominated like the whole game. Wembanyama had 22 points. Julian Champagne got 18 of his 20 off of three-pointers. And that was enough to beat the Thunder 111-103 on Saturday night. It was a shocker. SGA played most of the game, I think 42 minutes. But what were your thoughts over game 7?
Well, SGA didn't have any help. Like I said, Chet Holmgren let him down. They didn't have Jalen Williams. Yeah, that's terrible for a 7-footer. And, they didn't have Jay Love or whatever the other guy. He's with the hamstring. He was banged up. I mean, it was kind of just watching Shea do everything. And Wimby was just his teammates were playing for him. And you would have thought OKC players would have been playing for Shea, but it didn't seem like he had any help, man. I mean, from the beginning of the game to the end. It was all San Antonio. And I'm not surprised. We talked about this earlier.
You want a San Antonio.
Oh, without a doubt. I want redemption from the last time we played them in 99. I think it'd be great. The storyline that I'm so happy for is that, like, we got so many. Like, Jalen Brunson's dad, Rick Brunson, was on that 99 team, I believe.
He was.
It's a lot of storyline to this.
Time. Yeah, that storyline. Mark Ellie was in that bench squad. But a lot going on. Let's go back into the stats.
Okay.
Last Saturday. Julian Champagne from the Spurs had 20 points. Devin Vessel, 11. Wembanyama only had 22. Nothing stellar, but 22 was good enough. De'Aaron Fox, 15. Coming back from injury a couple weeks ago. He's doing fantastic. Seven Castle, 16. Is he that duo guy for the Spurs?
Oh, without a doubt, he's coming, that young man. You got to remember something. He's national champion out of Connecticut. You know, he's a baller, man. He's just a straight baller. And San Antonio got some chips down there. They got my boy Harper from Rutgers.
He reminds me a lot of his father, how he dribbles, how he runs.
He's real smooth. He's never panicky. He's always controlled. He's only going to get better, you know.
He's
like
only a
he doesn't have that big body frame like his dad. But he's more, he's up there a little bit more, like he's ready. His other brother's big like his pops, but he's more, Dylan's more like smoother. I think he's lefty, so he's more smoother to me than I watched at like his other brother and his dad. But if he's bringing it like his dad, he's, you know, this, I'm so happy for this kid. I wish him the best. And unfortunately right now, they got to face a team that is represented in the East that I think is going to give them a hard time. So they are picked to win this series as well, Santiago.
They are. Before we get into the preview, I want to play a little clip.
On NBC, the 1999 NBA Finals. Tonight, the San Antonio Spurs versus the New York Knicks. From Tennessee, number 20, Alex Houston. At guard at 6'2 from Florida State, number 21, Charlie Ward. At forward at 6'7 from UNLV, number 2, Pocahontas and Larry Johnson. At forward at 6'5 from Alabama, number 8. Massachusetts, number 23, Marcus Camby.
That was the intro awesome. Of the 1998 NBA Finals, the lockout year between the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs. Now they come back, 27 years later? But what does that remind you? Obviously, we're previewing this year's championship series. But what does that remind you once you watch that?
I just got goosebumps because it's like that team right there was so special with Van Gundy, Marcus Camby, Larry Johnson. That's the shot that series LJ did to LJ when he came out with that 4-point play. That was crazy. Like that whole season, like you said, we were really an 8 seed, but we were much better than an 8 seed. We just happened to just fall to the 8 because it was a lockout season. But that team was special right there. I mean, we lost Ewing in the, I believe, like the 2 months before the end of the season. He had broke his wrist. And I'll never forget that.
We did have Ewing for that year.
If we would have had Ewing, we wouldn't have got swept. I tell you that much. We would have really... 4-1. I felt that we didn't really we lost.
Was Vic New York Knicks fan back then?
I believe Vic liked it. The Knicks back then in '99. I want to say to Wade didn't get to Miami to like what?
2003. He was drafted in 03. Then 06, he won the championship with Shaq, and then again in 2011. With LeBron James. But let's look at the odds, Mr. Frog Faneuil.
Yes.
The Spurs are favored are the clear favorites. They're priced at minus under 205 on series mm-hmm. money line, while the New York Knicks are underdogs at plus 164. San Antonio, of course, holds home court advantage of the best of seven series. But what are your thoughts over what Vegas is saying, and how do you see this matchup?
Well, Vegas... I believe everybody had any team that was coming out of the Western Conference to beat any team coming from the East. Let's just get that out the way. Me personally, the matchup is I still think the Knicks are at a peak in level right now. I've got to see game one to see what's going on and get a feel for their body language. You know, Wednesday can't get here fast enough for me. So, like I said, all through the playoffs, they've been resting, okay? They've been home for the last few weeks, it seems like. I believe it is because, you know, Victor, that big body needs a rest. He's only going to get 3 days, you know. So once he, you know, we get back on the floor, they're going to be putting bodies on him. I believe we can match up against San Antonio very well, actually. I mean, we got Mitchell Robinson. We got Cat. You know, we can go big, big, or we can, you know, few things we can do probably. But I truly believe the Knicks can get this and get the finish the job. Four more, that's all they need, Santiago, to finish the job. And I think they got four in them. So
four in them, of course. As Frog said, the quiet part are allowed. Knicks have two big players, Mitchell Robinson and Karl-Anthony Towns, which is Cat. Mm-hmm. People did not know that was his full name. So you think they got to use both those players, not just one in particular.
I believe they'll throw a lot of bodies towards Victor to throw him off balance a little bit.
Like
I think
a Hack-a-Shaq type of strategy?
No Hack-a-Shaq or nothing like that. This is going to be just make sure someone has him in range. Like, because, you know, he can shoot threes. He's going to stretch the floor a little bit. So you expect Cat to come out. Or if not, you could put a bigger body out there and hope you like Anunoby can, you know, put his body on him. Anunoby outweighs him by like 70 pounds. And there's all of them outweigh him. Yeah, like there's a few of them that outweigh him by a lot of pounds. So, I mean, I believe that we can match up with the other players as well. You know, as far as they're concerned, I mean, what I want to see is can San Antonio match New York's level. You feel what I'm saying, Santiago? The Knicks are coming off a high-octane series between two sweeps.
They're hot.
Yes, and if they continue that flow, San Antonio's in trouble. I'm going to tell you that now, and I'm going to tell your San Antonio fans that check in, which is I want them to know as well. I'm a huge fan of San Antonio. They're one of the original ABA teams, and I want them – yeah, I always like Pop. So
he's not underrated either.
No, he isn't. And they have a real good owner and all the stuff that goes on down there. I give them mad love and respect. But they're running against a team like the New York Knicks right now that are really on a level. If they continue to play like they played, let's go.
Like those two teams are like the past two teams in the playoffs pretty much. And they deserve to be here. At this stage,
listen, they both played for the Emerald Cup. They're both here at the you know, finals.
And
you can't write this up, man. You cannot write this up. You got two black coaches going at it. That doesn't happen a lot in the NBA. I'm really happy to see Mike Brown. And then you have that young and up and coming coach in Mitch Johnson. He's a tremendous coach. So it's, you know, this is a real good series to feel good about basketball and where it's headed to me. Santiago.
Let's look at the schedule. First game one is on Wednesday. Then game two is on Friday. Then they have a 2-day break. Believe it or not, game three, the most expected at the Madison Square Garden on Monday, as a week from today. Then Wednesday's game four. And then, of course, if necessary, game five in San Antonio next Saturday. Then Tuesday, game six. Then game seven. Game three and game four. I've been hearing tickets going up to 1,000. I don't think a million or anything, but it's just behind the World Cup prices, by the way.
I'm just going like this. There's a lot of rich, spoiled people in this world. Because if you do that to go see a game with all that money to spend a ticket, you know, come on. Like, that's to tell people, like, yeah, I'm just filthy rich and you can't do nothing about it. So I'm not hating, but I'm going to sit home and watch the game on television with my Long Island iced teas. I'm going to have my tequila, and we're going to enjoy this series right here in New York the right way. So in North Carolina, I meant to say.
I'm going to StubHub right now. I'm seeing a ticket for $2,000.
Yeah.
For $2,000 is the highest I've seen, $1,000. Not too bad, actually, compared to...
I told somebody you can get in the place, but you'll be sitting up at the top. So, you know, that's
actually,
it.
Actually, lower bowl is around 10 grand.
Yeah,
grand,
keep going lower. Grand. You'll see it go up to like 100 grand on the floor. You
courtside,
know,
front row. I'm sure Spike Lee can afford it, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Spike Lee, you know, he's going to be in the building. He's definitely going to be in the building.
All right. Well, there you have it, New York Knicks. We'll get the Frog's prediction for game one a little bit later in the show. Let's go into, if you're on the Spurs team, you have an opportunity to be a head coach for the Orlando Magic, Sean Sweeney, which is a very defensive mind that did well with the Spurs, defending the Oklahoma City Thunder, also the Timberwolves, is now the head coach for the Orlando Magic, which they got rid of their coach. He went to Dallas. But your thoughts over this, will this be a good fit for Orlando?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get some championship pedigree down there to teach these boys what it takes to play in the playoffs. I mean, they were a young team. I think Pablo's going to be good. You got Suggs down there. I like Anthony Black, one of my favorite players in the NBA. I root a little bit for, you know, excuse me, for Orlando because, you know, Disney and, you know, I care about the kids down there, so I hope they can play better and get a good coach down there.
And their sponsor is Disney, if you see on their jersey. Sweeney will be the 16th head coach of the Orlando Magic. He agreed to a four-year contract, and he will complete his postseason with the Spurs. So he's not going to go to Orlando right away. He's in San Antonio still, going to be in New York. But if they win the championship, this will be great for Orlando Magic. So good for Sweeney. Yes. He's been assistant coach for a while. He was assistant coach for Oklahoma City for a bit, actually. I was reading his biography a couple days ago. He was with the Mavericks up the road, and then he was with Detroit and assistant Milwaukee. So he's been assistant for like over 10 years. So it's about time to pay his dues.
Yeah, he paid his dues. Give him a shot, man. See what he can do. Come on. He deserves it.
Mike Brown played his dues. He coached under Steve Kerr.
Yeah, well, Mike's been around a long time, Santiago. He's been a head coach.
He has not aged at all.
Hey, he's going to age this year. I can see the pressure building for him. I think that Atlanta series, he woke up to the New York media when he was down 2-1.
Yeah.
And I think he could have aged real bad, but he didn't. He really hung in there, and I got to give him credit. He didn't blink, actually. You know, the team got better. It didn't get to where, you know, oh, Mike Brown, we want him out of here. You know, he can't coach. You know, now they're praising him. But he got four more to get, Santiago, and I truly believe he got it in him to get. No, he's been a part of championship runs before. So, you know, and Mitch Johnson has been pedigreed by some good coaching, and his father has won a championship with Seattle back in the day. You know, he's from Seattle.
The successor of Popovich. That's tough to.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big one. Hey, Mitch can do the job. That's all that matters. They got the right man for Wimby.
He's
likes
very
him.
Calm that's, in the game. I know. Even if they score a lot of points, he's very calm. I like that.
He got the pedigree in him, Santiago. So don't be surprised that San Antonio is going to be around for a minute with him. So I'm glad the West and OKC and them teams are put on notice out there in the West. So.
All right,
another ABA team still rules out there. So let's go.
There you go. ABA lasts forever. All right, let's go back to the NFL's dip back. Minnesota Vikings have hired Nolan Teasley as their general manager, concluding a unusual chapter for the franchise. They got rid of Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. He did not do a good job of the situation with Kirk Cousins and the quarterback issue, but now he replaces. Teasley, Froggy, if you did not know, he spent 13 seasons with the Seattle Seahawks as an intern, and then he advanced to assistant general manager. These are big shoes to fill in Minnesota because they went through a lot of situations the past couple of years. But your thoughts over this hire?
Absolutely. Santiago, he's on a path like me. I got to fill your shoes like I'm your intern. So, yeah, I get it. So I totally understand
and
where he's coming from.
Job.
No, I'm just saying I got some shoes to fill. But, yeah, man, Minnesota was so fed up what happened with the quarterback situation when they fired Yeah, you know, they were all over the place. And now I believe that this guy's going to come in there and try to build a team to help Justin Jefferson because that's where the problem lies. And then they might have a good chance they might lose their coach, their defensive coordinator coach, going to become a coach again. I truly believe that.
Brian Flores?
Yeah, Brian Flores is a heck of a coach. Yeah, well, I think he can do it if he's going to be a defensive coordinator. Minnesota got a good one. So he's a good defensive coordinator for sure.
One thing about Teasley, he has to fill in. He has to decide what to do with J.J. McCarthy. Is he going to be a keeper or let's look elsewhere? Obviously, they do have Kyler Murray. He's about 29 years old. He could be a franchise quarterback potentially. But you think Teasley's one of his first decision-making after season one? It's not going to happen right now. Will be the quarterback situation.
You know, like I always say, when you're a general manager, you want your own coach, you want to pick your own groceries. Like, I'm quite sure he probably is going to be watching, you know, the Coachbury. Like, there could be some more heads flying in Minnesota because, you know, they got a new regime coming in and he's going to want his own coach. He's going to want his own quarterback probably. The coach that he picks is going to want his own quarterback. So, you know, it's hard to say. We're going to see if he's the quarterback. What's his name? McCarthy's. If he really wants him there, because you know he got Kyler Murray there now, and then he didn't draft the quarterback. So, I mean, Minnesota's coach is real good. So he'll definitely have another job. So, I mean, exactly. That's the thing.
And they signed Carson Wentz, so it doesn't really help.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is there as well.
We'll see what happens. Big decision making, as Frog says. I mean, Kevin McConnell's a great coach.
Yeah,
he's in my top 10, but he can get rid of him. Hey, look, I mean, I don't think we really, you know, relate well. Right. And this Teasley guy could potentially hire someone from Seattle.
So, hey, you just seen what Asiri did down in Dallas when he got the job.
Yeah, he didn't waste time. Jason Kidd is a legend. You know that.
And yeah, for sure. I mean,
Kidd didn't offers, I heard. So.
Hey, are you surprised he's getting offers, Santiago? I mean, he's Jason Kidd. He comes from coaching. His dad was a coach. He's born to coach. And as he played as a player, he was like a coach on the floor when he played. That's the good part about Jason Kidd. So I'm not surprised. I truly believe. I heard Cleveland wants to throw their name
after in Monken. Monken's on the hot seat, by the way. They have to do something. Anyways. A lot of NFL talk, but we have some sad news. I'm not sure if Frog remembers them, but a Hall of Famer, Raymond Berry, died in 93. He was a Pro Football of Fame receiver and former head coach, and he was a Baltimore Colts legend, two-time NFL champion, and has widely revered for his legendary work ethic on his field chemistry with quarterback Johnny Unitas. Frog, do you remember him? And, of course, rest in peace, Raymond Berry.
Yes, rest in peace, Raymond Berry. Just as a coach, more towards the end of his career, I believe, with the Patriots, you know, that was more of the Raymond Berry that I knew. Never seen him play, actually, because way before my time, Santiago. But
of course, I know that.
It's sad to hear any football player pass, and you know that for me. I love the game, so I definitely remember. I believe he went to the Super Bowl one time with the Patriots.
He was two-time NFL champion. I guess that was before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's when it was the championship game. But as a coach, did he coach the Patriots to the Super Bowl against the Chicago Bears?
He was a wide receiver coach.
Okay.
Patriots, 1978, 1981. So I don't know if they won it back then. Let's look at NFL champion 58 and 59. No sign of Super Bowl, Frog. So
okay,
but he was in great organizations, everywhere. So RIP to Raymond Berry, 93. That's
for sure.
Of a life. That's
it is.
That's everyone. If you reach in that age and you're in your 90s, you're a rare form. So quite something. And a little bit of a lighter note: quarterback Russell Wilson is leaving the NFL. Is going to be on CBS Sports. He's replacing Matt Ryan, who became president of Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
But hey, Russell Wilson, I think he's paid his dues already in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Russell's got a ton of money. He's got one of the finest women on the planet. I know for him to have a job like this.
He stays in New York.
I think that's where they want to live as a family. So to have that job, he probably wants to keep it. I'm happy for him. We get to have another football player as an analyst on television that breaks the game down, you know, so people can understand it a little better. Those guys, they come there to work. They give you good insight.
Practice. Yeah.
we're talking about practice, though. But I think he'll like it up there for sure.
Of course, Russell Wilson, he did have an offer for the baseball sensation Savannah Bananas. Good thing he didn't pick that. So
I'm glad, too, because I don't go to those games. So.
Let's go. Predictions Wednesday, game one of the NBA Finals, Knicks at Spurs. Anthony, break it down for us.
Yeah, man. You know, Spurs coming off this rugged series with OKC, seven-game grueling series. I'm quite sure they're going to be a little, you know, nicked up still. But I expect the Knicks to come in there, rest it up, and run their game through Karl Anthony Towns, try to get Wemby outside that paint. And, you know, if we can come in here and steal one of these two games down there, Santiago, the Knicks are bringing the chip home. But I like I said, I'm going to take my New York Knicks in game one. I'm not going to – they're what, won 12 in a row, 11 in a row now? So let's go for 12. So. Yeah, let's go for 12.
There you have it. You know, keep in mind, Knicks face the Cavs that went to game seven with Detroit. They face a Philly that went to game seven with Celtics.
Detroit.
So
yeah, Celtics, right.
Knicks,
I'm sorry.
For some reason, rest is on their side.
Yeah, I mean, they earned it too, Santiago, because they have played these teams and have been on both sides of the floor playing better defense. You know, their bench is playing better. They need to just, you know, continue to, you know, stay on that flow. I know they've been sitting home for a while. I'm quite sure they're not going to come out like, you know, firing on all cylinders from the beginning, because I'm quite sure they're going to have the jitterbugs as well. So I expect them to come out there and be flat in the beginning, but I expect them to pick their feet up and get the job done towards, like, start, you know, flowing again.
So. I got the Knicks for game one. The series, not sure yet. I want this to be played out a little bit more, but we'll find out. Wemby will be a pain in the neck for you guys. I will.
Oh, without a doubt. He's been a pain in the neck for the whole NBA and the rest of the world. So this is no secret about Wemby. I'm so happy for this young man. We talk about him a lot, Santiago. He's one of my favorite players as well. Unfortunately, he's going against my all-time favorite team of all sports, is my New York beloved Knicks. So I'm quite sure my Knicks are up for this series. We are the underdogs again. And when we win it, if we can get the job done, I'm going to be one happy fan. That's
one
for
happy
sure.
Camper. There you have it. Frog will be back this Thursday on Big Show. Because on that show, game one would have happened by then. We have a Big Blue coming in as well to give us insight. A lot of Giant news, by the way. So the NFL's trying to bounce out of the NBA a little bit, I've noticed this week. And this week's AJ Brown week. So we'll see where he goes. He could go to the Rams and join Mr. Myles Garrett, or go to the Patriots, his favorite team as a child. So we'll see what happens. Frog, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the NBA Finals with the Knicks?
Yeah, man, it's like here on Sportscast One, you know that, like, and at Jersey Boys. I gotta give a mad shout out to Victor Rocho and Byron Jones. You know, those are my guys over there at Jersey Boys, so I like to sit in and chat with them, and you can find out a little bit more over there. And like I said, the YouTube, Uncle Funky 685, and at eight, what's that, at IG now, you guys
Instagram.
Got me over there, Instagram,
Frog is caught up with the 685 already.
Yeah, you guys can check me out, Frog685 at Instagram.
Well, there you
go. Thanks to Santiago.
Which he mentioned, our Instagram, the Sportscast One on Instagram and X. We can reach us there. We live tweeting throughout the week. And of course, you go to our website, thesportscast.net. A lot of World Cup going on. We have some announcements coming up in the next few days for World Cup coverage. We'll be on it. And of course,
see if we can get some hockey, soccer guy on here to talk some soccer.
Oh,
one day.
They're coming. And Vic still thinks the World Cup is being hosted only in New York City. I said, no,
it's all over the country, man. They're like USA is out on the West Coast, point.
West Coast in LA, SoFi Stadium. Right. He's probably up into Myles Garrett.
I bet he'll be in. I'm quite sure he'll be there. So
I think he watches that sport, soccer. I think I saw something about that. Anyways,
yeah,
Frog,
I'm not surprised. It's a great sport.
Always a pleasure on a Monday afternoon.
Always.
Off the week with a bang with Myles Garrett and the Knicks. I can't complain. God bless, and this was your update.